kind of talked so far about having probably Friday or most of Friday for financial issues, have a workshop somewhere about the last 2 days on how to make our committees and meetings more effective. We're not sure yet about the day for the evening for the reception. Unless any of you have any suggestions when that should or should not be.
That's what I wanted to be on stack about, Bill.
Okay, well, go ahead, Summer.
Okay, so I think that most likely, like, I know staff prefers to meet Friday because it doesn't mean schlepping back into the station just to see us on a Saturday. However, we're spending lots of money for P&B members to go to a signal area. I do think there's benefit to meeting at the station. You know, we have all this turnover on the board, so just because some of us have been to a particular signal area before doesn't mean others have, and you do get a different feel for the dynamics that are going on at different stations when you're actually there. And it's good to meet programmers and volunteers and staff and all that. So I think there's value to these things. However, I think, you know, an intensive workshop down Friday, I think sometimes our workflow is broken up by the more convivial elements of getting together, which, like, have their own benefits for sure in terms of talking to each other about the larger issues in a relaxed environment. But I think that maybe we should have the reception on Saturday night. Have a working dinner on Friday. So we kind of, like, really stay focused, because by Saturday people need kind of a break, you know, because if you've done 2 days of intensive work, being able to relax at that point is a little different than when you do it on your very first night of meeting, which sets a tone for the weekend, which isn't necessarily as hardcore. So I think maybe we'd want to work Friday night and all day Saturday with our public session, and then we're ready to relax a little on Saturday night and hang out and talk to each other and see the station and stuff, and then we're back on Sunday to do business. So I think I'd like to at least make the suggestion, it doesn't have to be firm, but maybe we could ask our Berkeley reps to inquire us this. I think it would be better if we did it on Saturday night, so that Friday and Sunday nights were both working nights, all right? And that way we have a little boss time, all right? And it's a natural midpoint to break and relax. So I think that's my move. That's my motion, okay? Thank you.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Tracy,
I want to get the most out
of here, Tracy.
Okay, Tracy.
Yeah, this is not about the motion. It's just another agenda item. Is that okay, or do we need to deal with the motion first?
And then are there any more discussion on this motion to, I guess it's a recommendation, is that right, to have the reception on Saturday? Summer?
No,
I was muted. Sorry. Sorry, I was muted. Go ahead.
Was that a recommendation that the...
My recommendation, yes. I move that we recommend that the local KPFA reception be moved to Saturday night and be held at the station. I think, frankly, one of the reasons we're doing this, again, as I said, is to, like, physically be at the station and meet the local people. So, yes, that is my that's my motion, that the KPFA reception be Saturday night at the station, and that we have working, you know, that we break for dinner on Friday and Sunday, but right there, and we meet in the evenings on Friday and Sunday as well, so we get as much done as possible. So that way that's set now and people can start planning it, because I think if we just leave it, you know, it'll be 2 weeks before the thing. We're trying to figure out what we're doing. So that's my recommendation and my motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If there's some dramatic conflict we don't know about, then we can...
Yeah, totally. That's what I'm saying. That's set in stone. If somebody comes back and say, no, absolutely, it's way better for us to do it on Friday. We really can't do it on Saturday. Okay. That's cool.
Okay.
I can live with that.
Okay.
Right.
I will inquire, and I will let you guys know by email if anyone poses a violent objection.
Fantastic. Thank you. I just think it'll be more
ground dog happening. Yeah, I doubt it, but, you know, who knows, GF.
All right.
So we need to coordinate dinner for the next 2 nights, but, you know.
Campbell?
Yes. I just wanted to follow up on something I think that may have gotten lost in the sauce. You were asking, was there any objection here rather than, you know, around the P&B? And I think that we need to find that out so we know if we have to vote on this.
Okay. So it sounds like you're recommending we postpone consideration, or
no? You had said, is there any objection? And then Tracy started speaking before anybody had an opportunity to respond. So I wanted to give people an opportunity to respond if they had an objection, and you know, then I could follow through on the minutes in that regard, and not just leave the motion hanging out there.
Okay. Well, I guess I didn't hear any objections to just making this recommendation.
Could you please repeat it the way it's going to be written? I want to make sure we don't want to.
What I have is this:
what we said, and I don't want to get caught up on the technicality. Could you please read the motion?
Surely. What I have is that we recommend that we have the KPFA reception on Saturday at the station. And then I don't know if someone wanted to include Friday and Sunday would be working nights, but, you know, the essence of the motion was what I just read at first.
Well, I
yeah.
think that,
sorry.
I think that I thought I heard her say to work through Friday and then Saturday have the reception. She didn't mention anything about Sunday. Like I said, I just, you know, some folks can get really technical, so I don't want to hear, oh, we didn't say that.
I did say it later. My basic premise was that we work Friday day, we have dinner there together somewhere very close and go back to work Friday evening, yeah, and that we have the reception Saturday evening and that we have dinner and work together on Sunday night so that we try to get work done on both Friday and Sunday night and have the reception on Saturday. Again, if it isn't, like, if it really is going to not work well, it isn't the end of the world. We can have the reception on Friday, and we can work through Saturday and Sunday night. So I just, you know, I just want to see to it that we, you know, that we have two working nights and one night that's a reception. But it's just a suggestion. Like, I don't want anybody to get crucified if it comes back the other way. I'm not, this is not a make or break point. It's just something I think might work better. So,
okay.
So yes, that was my suggestion.
Okay, I don't really hear anything to the recommendations. Is that correct?
And for the Friday, it's a financial management, whatever we want to, a three-quarter of a day, whatever percentage of the day that's supposed to be. That's what it
is. Yeah, intensive focus on our finances, recovery, structural issues. Yeah, we can write up a blurb on it, and then we got it segmented into pieces. But, yes, you know, that should be like the bulk of Friday's agenda, I think.
But my language is financial management.
Financial management. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So that's an amendment, I guess. Is that right, Nia?
No. I just sat there to say what the day was. But technically, that's
okay.
What it is.
Okay. So are there any objections to the motion, though, about the reception on Saturday night? Recommendation. Okay. Hearing none.
Objection, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Okay. And any other comments on or suggestions for the agenda, at least general conceptual things?
Yes, this is Tracy. I have a comment.
Okay, Tracy.
In the past, for better or for worse, there has been a certain amount of feedback that has been somewhat negative about things like having more effective meetings workshops. So I wanted to kind of target that, because I think that is something that might get us a little bit of blowback in terms of it being a good use of time, and just ask for a little more detail on what is that, who's doing it, what's the intent of it, how long will it take, is this going to take away from the time that we have to do work, blah, 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 blah. So I'm just asking for a little more detail on that agenda item and questioning whether the majority of the PNB would find that a good use of time or not. So can I ask sort of where it came from and what the idea is?
Well, it came from me, although I talked to some other people who had over some time have expressed frustration that we seem to have committees that don't function real well, and or the PNB tries to repeat all the discussions, or many of the discussions the committees have, and then we don't get through the agendas. And in general, our meetings aren't real effective. So there's a lot of frustration,
yeah.
It seems like, all around. And I was going to make a specific suggestion that what we're doing the scheduling is maybe we do it first thing Saturday morning and maybe start at 8 o'clock, and people that don't want to come then, they don't have to. It's not an official meeting. Make it for 2 hours, 8 to 10 or something like that. I guess as the public, many of the public may not want to come then anyway, although they're welcome, as far as I'm concerned.
Who is doing the workshop? What it, you know?
I don't know. I'd like to get an outside facilitator. Somebody that's not on the board that knows how to...
Summer to the stack.
Yeah. Okay, Summer?
Well, you know, we had talked about doing that here in L.A., right, because we have places like the Center for Nonprofit Management. It kind of, you know, it's easy to say we want to get an outside facilitator. I wanted somebody to come in and give us a workshop, too. And it was like kind of like $1,500 for the fast and dirty, not too customized for your organization, 4-hour type of, you know, intensive stuff on... nonprofits. What I perceive as an issue for us is the fact that we don't have money for things like board development and the types of things that would really be helpful for us. So it depends on whether some volunteer resources. I didn't find just a plethora of volunteer resources ready to come in and work with our nonprofit board on how to be more effective, it seemed to me. And I had a good conversation about, one can make a more customized workshop that is focused on the needs of your organization, but that takes planning and coordination with whomever is doing this and costs more money usually. So I do think that was the brick wall I saw in terms of really effectively addressing that with some outside assistance. So if somebody has a better suggestion or knows something in particular that would be helpful to us in that area, that's cool, but I think we may encounter some difficulties.
Okay, so if you think you're suggesting that we not do it unless we can find an expensive or free.
Quite frankly, yeah, because we end up saying no, let's not spend money on that. Do you know what I mean? And I do think to get customization to our organization's needs is going to cost more. Not that it wouldn't be helpful to us. I think it would be fantastic, but we need to make a decision that this is what we're doing, this is who we're doing it with, and this is why we're doing it. I think more informal stuff where we're doing it maybe has more limited effectiveness sometimes. But, yes, if we could find a pro bono organization in the Bay Area that would love to come in and give us a couple of hours or a discounted rate, sure. But I didn't find it to be as easy as, I'd hoped it would be here in Los Angeles.
Okay. Campbell?
Yes, I was going to mention that I recall it was a couple of years ago now when our then auditor came in and provided, I think, an outstanding, for free, without charging us, an outstanding session with regard to our fiscal responsibilities, our fiduciary responsibilities, and a bit of an introduction for the board to the Sarbanes-Oxley kinds of requirements. And I think that one of the very unfortunate things that occurs is that many of our board members don't have any engagement of these things, and when they are provided, the board members have a tendency to come in, maybe 10 minutes before it's done and to get a cup of coffee. And, that I think is really quite a travesty. If there is some way that we could ensure engagement and participation, then maybe some of our board members who I've seen, at least in my own view, and maybe you might not like that, but who I've seen do not act in regard to fiduciary responsibilities that we have and don't seem to have a clue about understanding financial statements, which I think they should feel an obligation to understand, that as a coordinating committee, as a PMB, I think we have an obligation to provide this information. If we can get it for free, fine. If our auditor is going to be there, maybe he might be inspired to, provide a session for us. And I think that maybe because we would ask for such a thing, if he could do it pro bono, or if we had somebody else to do a pro bono session, that he might outline for our board, I think that would be a good thing. And I don't think there's a problem in getting it for free. If he's not able to do that, I think that still, that would be something that would inspire him to feel that we are more cognizant of the peril that we're facing and are inclined to do something about it. So I would very much encourage us to have such a session. And if that includes, working together more effectively and having more effective meetings, I think that's an ideal thing. I think it would also be very important if we could have as part of that, some take-home materials so that people maybe flying on the plane back home could review those things, and also access or identification of website princesses that might provide also some information in that regard. And I run across these from time to time, but I think that somebody who's putting together something of this ilk would be able to do so and identify those things very easily. And, you know, it would be of great value to our board members and help us turn it around, plus which give the impression that we care about turning it around.
Thank okay. You. Of course, our audit will be done by then, we hope. And but
if we
can ask our auditor, or maybe we can ask somebody else that
sure.
to provide another similar workshop.
University, DC University is right down the street.
But when would you prefer to have that, or does it matter?
I'd like to defer to our group because I don't don't know what it's really worked, and I felt quite frustrated. You know, that the time that we've had ideal times for this to occur. You know, I don't know if we can give away a turkey or something like that for the first five people who arrive or something. But if we can somehow get people into the room, I think that would be a very good thing. And whatever we could use to incentivize getting people into the room, I think would be an ideal thing. And getting them to sit down and pay attention, I think that would be just absolutely fabulous. But I don't have a solution as to when would be the best time for it. I suspect that maybe Sunday, although, you know, with time out on Saturday nights for fun, folks may not be, you know, attending on time Sunday. So
okay. Well,
I don't know.
All right. Well, before we go to something else, anybody else want to comment on this? I was going to say, maybe suggest that, Campbell, if you could write up just maybe a little outline of some things you think would be useful to know, because if we ask somebody, we might want to tell them what we want them to cover.
Okay.
It might be more logical, I don't want to cut into the other stuff, to have this before we get into the other financial discussions. If you
mm-hmm.
think, depending on what you want to have them cover, if we're going to be talking about understanding financial statements or something like that, I don't know, then they might need to do that before we start going over financial statements.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Sure.
I'm not sure what the agenda is going to be, all the specifics. But
okay.
If you can write down a little outline of what you might suggest that we cover, then we can decide that. We can discuss that even by email or maybe even before our next meeting.
All righty. I'll send something around.
Okay,
LaVar.
But if we're actually, our next meeting is the first Monday that we decide in June, then we could probably do that then. Okay, LaVar?
Just to add something to that, maybe if each board member could just kind of briefly get some information on what their experiences are with looking, reading financial statements. So there you can kind of tailor, you know, your talk to, you know, like what is the level of financial competency that that the board members have. You know, it's almost like divided into, you know, Finance 101 and Finance 401 or whatever. So I don't know, maybe just a brief thing in terms of what each board member's experience are with financial statements or they think their financial skills are would be helpful.
So we'll ask them what materials would be most useful for to be covered?
Well, yeah, in terms of, you know,
If you know people don't know anything, don't know the language at all, you know where you have to start.
Yeah, but you're talking about kind of a poll, LaVorn?
Yeah,
the poll with ENB? LaVorn?
I think you muted on us, LaVorn.
Can't hear you.
It's this phone.
I forgot to say this phone, but that's all.
We hear you, LaVorn.
Okay, good. Yeah, the question was, or the point was that, you know, maybe each board member can outline or give a brief note on what they feel their level of competency is as far as reading financial statements and how much experience you might have. You know, maybe just, you know, three letters or three words. You know, I can read a financial statement. I have had X number of years exposure to working in finance with financial statements.
Okay. And that would help whoever leads the workshop if we have a workshop on this. Okay. Okay. Any other comments on this? Does it make sense to do this first before the other financial session, the longer one?
I would like to say something.
Okay, Okay, Teresa?
I don't know where this can go, but because we have a national office and many of our stations have no one doing grant writing.
If you can speak up a little bit, that would help.
I said, I don't know where to put this. I'm going to put it on the agenda of the development task force, but I feel that each national board member needs to make a commitment to approach big donors or for money for the station and to help with grant writing. If you can't write a grant, find someone who can write a grant. And I don't know where we should fit this in, but there should be a commitment on the part of national board members to do this. I think the financial situation is such that it would be useful. Now, where do you think this should go?
Well, it could be a motion we bring up then, or if you want to be on development, you could bring it out of the development task force or the finance committee, maybe. I don't know.
Summer and then Campbell.
Okay.
And maybe we were going to cover some of the same stuff. I don't know. You know, in the development committee, we've been discussing this. We did just pass a motion at our last meeting to get authorization to spend a couple of $100s to acquire an electronic source book of grant writing, I mean, a potential grant available to us for the type of organization we are. And we discussed basically, like, each of us take on one grant, you know. Each one of us on the development committee, it's like five people, each person take on a grant. And there are people at the local stations who could take on a grant after identifying something that's appropriate. So I think we are working towards that, but it would be – I do think that would actually be a fruitful hour that we could spend at our in-person meeting is discussing, the development and grant writing potential, maybe go ahead and share some of these electronic resources and get a little focus on – what's available that board members may be able to participate in, where they have skill sets that could be applied to raise some additional money. I mean, I remember Tracy sent something out. You know, some boards actually have their meetings underwritten by various organizations. Wow, that's a concept. So, anyway, I'm not sure where we should put it in agenda, but
if we have a facilitator or trainer or something to talk about financial statements at the beginning of Friday, would we like, are you suggesting we have them go over how to personally get involved in the grants?
I think probably those of us that are already investing. I mean, okay, I don't hold the great hopes, like I said, of having, you know, outside facilitation that doesn't cost us a good buck, frankly. What I'm suggesting is the development committee, those of us members on the national board that are part of it, that maybe we could caucus a little between now and then, that the things we've already approved sort of moving forward on to help us move in that direction, like getting the grant writing resources that we need, that we spend maybe an hour with the rest of the board discussing these issues. Like, here are the resources that are available, and let's discuss how they could be implemented, and who else besides the few members on the development committee can take some of that back to their home stations and tap into people on the local station board to have those skills. Like, you know, it's from the grassroots up. We're already doing this. Let's spend a little bit of time discussing what we're doing and trying to broaden its impact so we can implement some of this stuff, you know. Two grant applications from each station would be awesome. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're not getting any of this right now. Development directors aren't writing anything. And we have enough people on the board, some of whom have written grants before, that, you know, someone realistically taking on one grant application is not beyond reasonable, and we might throughout the network have the ability
to go into the details tonight.
That's all. I'd like an hour of development committee time where we discuss specifically those fundraising and grant ideas with the rest of the board.
Okay, I'll see the development committee's meeting tomorrow, so if you want to ask them then.
Yeah, I think maybe we should focus on
what they want to do at the PNB meeting.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're wondering? Okay, so you'll ask them.
That sounds good.
All right. Anything else for the agenda, maybe for Friday? We're dealing with finances.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Let me see if anybody else has anything first. Anybody hasn't spoken yet on this? Okay, Campbell?
Yeah, a point I was going to make is this, that, you know, folks who may be in organizations or know of organizations that would be willing donors to our cause may not be the best person to approach the organization. When I was involved in working on developing the Philadelphia chapter of Black MBA Association, what we did was to have people identify the organization that they felt would be you know, amenable to our needs, and then we would sit down with them and identify maybe who would be the best person to go with that person who's in the organization. The person who's in the organization has the has the access, is the best person to leverage, certainly insofar as being able to get in the door and everything and get a favorable outcome. But you need to have someone in who can state the case, make the case statement in a very positive way to achieve a positive result. So I think that the strategy of development would be a useful kind of proposition rather than us, you know, having everybody go out and try to raise us some money. You know, it depends upon the nature of the organization that you're talking to as to how they may be able to best help us, as well as, you know, in something that's within their range of comfort, you know, in their comfort zone.
Because we don't, I mean, this sounds more like we need a recommendation from the Belton Committee. We don't need to talk about the details here, I don't think. But
okay.
Are you on that committee
also? Yeah, I'm on it, but they decided to meet first Thursdays, which I don't know who came up with that idea.
Well, I see it on the calendar for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I've got a meeting till like 8:30.
I'm going to bring that up. Yeah, I'd like to let them make a recommendation for
mm-hmm.
what would be appropriate. Who else hasn't spoken on this yet? Okay.
Bill?
Yeah,
just so we don't waste any more time here, I do think since the Development Committee is meeting tomorrow, we can come out with some real recommendations from Heather's chair, you know, based on this idea of sharing these resources and the ideas that we've been working on. And I think, Campbell, we need to take up the first Thursday meeting issue if that's a problem for your schedule. I mean, you know, like, that's a real problem when all the meetings get set on a day that somebody who's part of the committee can't meet on. But we need to handle that there. So, anyway, we'll try to come back with a firm recommendation of what to do with a small chunk of time at the in-person meeting, okay, to move development forward and cross-pollinate it with the different local boards, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Can we talk about the weekend? You know, one thing that helps, I know, is to try to identify when the public comment is, at least a few weeks beforehand, not necessarily right now. Do we want to
put me back on track?
Look around that or figure out other things for the agenda for the weekend first? Or what do you want to do?
Bill?
Any suggestions? Mm-hmm. Is that summer again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think what we've been doing with public comment in the last two or three in-person meetings is, you know, structuring in the afternoon on Saturdays and Sundays has been working for people. It's when the most members of the public can get there. So I'd have to look at the past agendas, but I think they were structured at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I would stick with what we've been doing. It does seem to work for people. And, well, anyway, that's my suggestion. Public comment in the afternoon, generously spaced. If we want to do it in two segments, that's fine. But it's been working at the last couple of meetings doing it that way. So. I would suggest we continue with what we've been doing in that regard.
Okay. Any objections to that? All right. And then we have more time on the weekend and maybe no time on Sunday. We ended up adding in a public comment session on Monday at the last meeting, even though we'd allocated more time during the weekend. So. Do we want to do that again? I guess we don't know.
I'm sorry, Bill. What did you just say?
Well, you know, last meeting we decided we would have more time for public comment on Saturday and Sunday and not have any on Monday since it's
interesting. I still agree with that basic premise.
But we ended up changing that at the meeting, so we ended up having more time during Saturday and Sunday and also one on Monday. But
well, I mean, my opinion on public comment is I like to accommodate the number of people from the public that actually show up. I think that we ended up having additional public comment because there were more people there. I still think it's good to be generous with time on Saturday and Sunday because that's the expectation of the public. We're going to be in closed session on Friday. We're not going to have any public comment then. And if we don't schedule it on Monday, that's fine. But if the need arises, then we can do it. I still say generous on Saturday and Sunday, not on Friday, and Monday play it later. I think that's my personal feeling.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too, but anybody else want to comment on that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I think it's just a question of having in mind when you would do it on Monday if there's a need for it, just so we don't get, you know, pulled off of something that we're trying to finish at the last minute. which sometimes happens if we don't schedule public comment for that last day. So I would just ask that if we do this, that there be some sort of plan that if we need to have 30 minutes for public comment, that we know kind of where we're going to put it. So we don't get pulled off at the very end and then, you know, leave something hanging that we shouldn't have or something like that. That would be my only request.
Okay.
Campbell for Stack.
Yes, Campbell?
Yeah, I was thinking that on a Monday, you're talking about, you know, a day most folk are working, and I think that if we were to set it for, say, 12:30, that would be a time frame where people could get from, you know, their workplace to the to our location, you know, be able to have their say and then move on, and then we could finish up whatever other ends we needed to finish up in the afternoon.
Okay.
That
and I think I misspoke. I think we actually did not have public comment in L.A. on Monday, did we? We had a public session in the afternoon, but...
What, on Friday? No, we didn't do public comment on Friday because we had an extra on Saturday and Sunday, I think.
No, on Monday I was talking about, but okay. But anyway, it's fine with me. We could have a, like Kim was suggesting, have 12:30 and as a possible public comment session if needed, but...
12:30? On which day?
Well, Campbell's suggesting that on Monday.
Monday. Okay, I can live with that, sure. A little tail end of public comments right before everybody bails. I mean, I really don't mind it, like a half hour, you know, because by then most people have commented on the weekend. It's only the real – people have something they really want to express on Monday. That, yeah, I mean, I think that's fine. But I'd limit it to half an hour because that's realistic based on who's going to show up on a Monday.
Yeah, I mean – sometimes people say we don't accomplish as much as we should in public or in-person meetings, but this is really the only time people can talk to us in person.
Yeah.
They can send us emails, of course, any time. But
did we have an hour scheduled on Saturday and Sunday? Is that what we did on each of those days, like 3 to 4 p.m.? Is that my recollection? Is that gel with other people?
I think that's right.
So that's my. I would move that we have public comment between 3 and 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, half hour on Monday at 12:30, and not on Friday because we're going to stay in closed session. Unless something changes. Is that
Teresa on the stack.
Okay, Teresa?
Have we discussed a time for affiliate call-in?
No, actually, Summer just made a motion, so no, we haven't done that yet. So can we agree on that motion, though? You want to repeat that, Summer?
Yeah, so my motion is public comment between 3 and 4 on Saturday and Sunday, no public comment on Friday, and public comment for half an hour on Monday at 12:30. And then we could tackle the affiliate call-in. I'd kind of like to stick to the aspects of the schedule that have previously worked. So whatever, however we did the affiliates last, that actually kind of worked. There were several people that called in. So, and I think that was on the Sunday portion of the meeting, if
okay,
I recall
correctly. Were there any objections to Summer's motion about the public comment times? Hearing none, then we'll do that or recommend that. Teresa, affiliate?
This is Nia Bill. I'd like to be on the stack after.
Okay.
I move that we have affiliates call in on Sunday at 2:30, from 2:30 to 3.
Call in. What time was that again, please?
Sunday at 2:30. If public comment is at 3, I suggest we have affiliate call in at 2:30 on Sunday.
Okay.
What was the time? 2:30 on Sunday? Is that what you said, Teresa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just before public comment.
Before public comment. So, time certain, 2:30 to 3:30, or what,
2:30 to 3.
Did we only do half an hour?
Yeah, that should be plenty of time.
Okay, I support that. 2 to 3, time certain for affiliates calling.
I just remind, you know, there are some technical issues on doing
this.
Is
it 2:30 to 3?
2:30 to 3 is what she was saying. Go on, Bill. What about the technical issues?
Well, it's, you know, things like you can't – I don't think we have a ability to have a queue where, you know, we
right.
only have one line. And so if one person's calling in, anybody else calling in is going to get a busy signal. And so then you have a gap between the end of one call and when you get another one.
Isn't there a way we could call them? I mean, geez, it's the 21st century. Why don't they call us?
That's possible, too, I guess. We just need to plan for that. That's what we want to do.
I thought it worked out pretty well. We had one person that didn't get in, and it went bing, bing, bing. We had four people.
Okay. Oh, and I think Nia wanted to say something. Nia?
Hi, Bill. I think we need to try to get through the committee reports. I mean, we spent 4 days, and I mean, I remember years ago all the committees used to be able to give their reports. I cannot remember the last time that all committees were able to give their reports. I think that's something that needs to be done. That's where the bulk of the work is done, and we should have the committee report. And really, you know, I guess, Summer, that's on you. You know, manage the meeting so the committee reports are given.
I'd like that, too.
Summer,
back. We can do it. Yeah. Summer?
Okay. Well, part of the reason, I mean, that we don't get through things like committee reports, I mean, I hate to point out, even on our telephone meetings, is because we prioritize things that we end up having a lot of discussion sometimes on, like, a particular matter that takes up way more of our agenda time, what law firm to use or what law firm not to use. And so it is something of a problem because sometimes, like, we set out an agenda, we say this is what we're doing, and then an issue arises that everyone agrees is sufficiently important to not stick to the agenda anymore. So I think that's something we need to be cognizant of. Do you know what I mean? If we're going to, at the last minute, especially, you know, I hate to say things that come across. Some of these things are more tangibly related to the survival of the organization, and others are more of a philosophical or political nature. So we need to just be really vigilant. We want to get all the way through the committee reports to stay focused on moving through the agenda swiftly. That's all. And it's a group process. I think, you know, we all have to want to do that. So.
Okay. Are we deciding anything else? Do we have any other suggestions for the agenda? I do like Nia's idea, though, and as Summer said, we need to try to not just get bogged down in discussion on whatever comes up first and then not get to committee reports or whatever is later. Anybody else have suggestions for the agenda? Anything on the agenda for the in-person meeting? Okay. Well, I guess we can probably continue this. We may think of other things that we can have at our next courting committee meeting. Was there any new business? Anybody have that I don't know about? Anybody there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure I was still connected. Okay.
I'm sorry, Bill. What are you asking?
Was there any new business? That's on the agenda. I don't know of any, but
no, I don't have any.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I might add this as a concept for new business and something that we could hopefully do at the at our in-person meeting. Hopefully we would have an opportunity to report back for all the stations to report back on the implementation of best practices throughout the network so that we can, you know, really act as though we have our heads in the game, you know. And
okay.
That may fit into other categories, but that's one thing I would hope that we're doing, and that is moving our best practices throughout the network.
Okay. I'd like to see that in writing, too. That would be helpful.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. We're ready to review action items. Do you have those, Campbell?
Let's see. There were... Earlier there were two, and I think that's morphed into perhaps several more. In regard to the upcoming teleconference, PMB, Bill's going to be posting the June 6th and canceling the June 14th. Let's see. We have... I don't know if these are action items. The suggestions for the agenda in the in-person meeting, we have a motion, which I guess we could consider an action item, that passed without objection that we would have the station reception on Saturday evening so that Friday and Sunday would be available as work nights after after the meeting.
I think Tracy volunteered to check with the station people about that.
Okay.
And I believe Summer also volunteered regarding the meeting, and I think she volunteered to let the PNB know as soon as possible that we're considering changing the, or recommending changing the 6th meeting, June 6th meeting.
Okay, that's right.
I mean the June 14th meeting, sorry, to the 6th.
Yeah. Okay. 5 PMB. Okay, and then, let's see, that's 1, 2, and I'm going to be sharing an identification of fiduciary responsibilities that would be covered, or the kinds of things that would be covered in a session that we would have at the in-person meeting. Also, I'm recommending that the top three, we get top three recommendations from our board members as to what can be done to help the foundation recover so that we can engage those as agenda items at the meeting. So I think that that covers all the action items, except that our next meeting will be the first Monday in June.
LaVorn?
Hey, anybody? I'm missing you. LaVorn?
I'm not sure. Kettle, could you repeat that? Because I think one of the other action items was or did you say to get from the board member their experience with financial?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right at the bottom of a page here, and it was in very small writing. That we get from each board member identification of their experience with financial statements and what they feel their level of competence is in that regard.
Okay, who was going to do that? Come up with a little questionnaire?
Okay, I guess I could put that in my piece.
Okay.
And I'll send that around to the committee.
All right, good.
Okay, so do we have anything else as an action item?
Here are my notes. Maybe that's all I had. Does anybody else have anything? Okay, and I will I'll get those meeting notes scheduled, and I guess an action item for Campbell also is to do the minutes, and an action item for everybody else is to read them when he sends them out.
Okay. Terrific.
Thanks. Well, appreciate everybody's time, and I guess we'll talk to you on this committee meeting again on June 4th.
My computer went to sleep. Do you have the time, Mr. Chair?
The time right now, it's 9:15 Central, 10:15 Eastern.
10:15? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Eric. Sounds like that's a motion to adjourn.
Without objection.
I move that we adjourn.
All right.
Teresa, thank you.
Everyone. Night.
Good night, everyone.